Really quickly, I share this one thought. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." When you think about what it is that the Lord has blessed us with, that we have, he's begotten us again unto a lively hope. And that hope is not a hope in which is used in modern day terms. In modern day terms, hope is something that it might happen. I hope it might happen. This is a confidence. This is a sure thing. And it's not a anything. It's a lively hope. It is something that when we are in the dark times, maybe it's the shutdowns, maybe it's the loss of a leg, maybe it's the loss of a loved one, whatever the dark time it is that we are facing, we can remember, stop to think that we have a lively hope that we have to hold on to. Not just in anything. And it's something that is an inheritance that is incorruptible, undefiled, and fadeth not away. It does not change. So when we know and where to come from the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, it says this is how big it is. That the greatest enemy that there is that could be faced up against him, Jesus conquered death itself. He conquered it, and he said, I'm going to make sure this is what is it. It's a lively hope. That's what you have. When you think about how bad you've done or what we've done bad, you can go back to the story of Jonah and the whale. It is the best example for me to know because I do things that I know it's the wrong direction. It's the wrong thing. So why would the Lord listen to me? Why would he want to pay attention to me? Jonah is our example to make sure we know we have a lively hope. Jonah went the exact opposite way that the Lord had told him to do. He didn't want to do what the Lord had laid on him. He didn't want to do that, so he goes the opposite way, and he ends up in the belly of a whale, the picture of the depths of hell into this spot. And when you get to that spot in your life where it's so bad, and you say, well, I brought it on myself. There's nothing that can be done. Jonah brought it on himself. And what he had was a hope that he could call on to the Lord and the Lord could deliver him out of the depths of the hell that he was in and bring him out. That's how great our hope is that we have. We don't have something that can change when we leave out of here tonight and we feel all good and bubbly and all excited when we're here in the house of the Lord. And then we get out there and by day, half day, Monday, the world has beat us down and we feel like it's all just washed away and it's gone. And you watch the news and the news is bad and everything's bad and it's crazy. Nothing's good. So you start getting depressed and you start getting down. And you say, I don't know what I got. What we have is a lively hope that is greater than anything that is out there that we're going to face. No matter how dark it is this week that we get into, whatever the darkness is, and you say, well, maybe you've been on a high lately. Well, thank the Lord for it. Thank the Lord for it, because when there's highs, normally that means there's a low coming sometime. It's how it's typically been. But one thing that we know for sure is that there's somebody around us that we love and we care about that is probably in a low. And what we know that what a lot of people don't know that we've been blessed to have understanding of is we have a lively hope that we can be in the depths of hell in the darkest of the darkest hours that there is. And our hope is not just in anything. It doesn't just fade away. It doesn't just be defiled. It doesn't change. It's a hope that we get a hold on to and we can call on the Lord and he can deliver us out of it. Even if it was all on us that we got there. I thank the Lord for it. I thank the Lord that he's given us illustrations. He's given us examples. He's taught us. And he says, when you go out there to face this world, this dark, cold world, when you go out to face it, you don't face it alone. You face it with the one who conquered the greatest enemy of them all, right there on your side, saying, I've got this. And what I've promised you and what I've done for you, it will not change. We don't have a weight on our shoulders like a lot of the world has. We don't have a weight that's put on us by man that says that you have to do certain things to make sure that you can get this inheritance that fadeth not away. We don't have that. That's not a lively hope. That's a dying hope. What we have is a lively hope that will not change. It says it's a guarantee. Here's what you got. I've taken care of it. Now do all that you can to honor me. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.